Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Puddles in the morning, puddles in the evening, puddles in the afternoon. Well, I'm a puddle boy and she's a puddle girl. The Puddles Podcast is starting real soon.
All right, welcome to Puddles. It's your host, Andrew Collin. I'm joined by
Brenna Larock
and Mango.
Mango Larock.
Mango is making a strong appearance.
I saw a TikTok that's like, yeah, my man can say all he wants, but at the end of the day, like, my cat has my last name at the vet.
Oh, like, shit.
Yeah.
So I didn't get on there.
No. You didn't make it. You're a deadbeat.
I paid for his ass. That'd be like if I paid for the hospital bills at the doctor. And
yeah,
I don't
but
get...
I adopted him. I'm his legal mother.
I don't know. I feel like whoever paid the bill gets at least... All right. The whole episode can't be...
That crunching sound... is Mango eating some snacks. That's how we lured him into the pod room.
I weirdly eat the same way.
You do. It's the worst.
So hard eating in bed and trying to be quiet when the other person isn't eating, especially if the volume's not on that loud on the TV and you're just like... We've been watching Walking Dead. I think we're on episode 3000. It is insane how many fucking episodes of that show there is.
Wait, what? There's 11 seasons and like 16 to 18 episodes per season. So what's 16? So let's do on average 17 times 10.
Oh, here we go. 170.
So I'm on like 100, episode 185 right now.
Dude, it's a lot. It's at this point, this show just takes, like, I don't even know who thinks of the plot, but they just come up with more and more different plot points. And I got to tell you, I check in probably once every four episodes, even though I'm in the room. And I tried to go to sleep at night, and you'll play it till about 12:30 in the morning. And all I hear
dude, I don't give a fuck. About...
And I'm trying to sleep, and all I hear. I'm pretty good at that.
Yeah.
So anyhow, and it, you know, and then I wake up at like 12 and like midnight, and I can't sleep. You can't sleep. And then I'm just awake, and now we're watching Walking Dead in bed, and just people getting stabbed in the head. I have no idea what's happening. Like, they just, the show's insane.
Yeah. I'll have dreams like with walkers in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Freaking, we're trying to plan this wedding, and boy, is it causing some arguments. It is crazy. What's this? I think I figured out what we have to do.
What?
We just get married on the podcast.
Dude, I'm the one who wants a chill vibe, and you keep saying, oh, I think you should walk down an aisle. I think our whole family plus everyone we've ever met needs to be there. I think that we have to have a registry. I'm like, yeah, we don't have to do anything but except for what we want.
You say that, but you're not that chill. You're
Dude,
not. If I bring up
Andrew,
like,
I said, let's go get married at a courthouse.
I mean, that's too chill.
And have a party in like a year. sounds great. And you were like, no, you need to walk down an aisle. Then I was like, Andrew, let's have like an early in the day Friday wedding on the beach, and then people can just like have appetizers and like still have their evening to themselves since they traveled. No, we have to do it at nighttime. Okay, well, why don't you just plan it?
All right.
Why don't you call my mom? You and my mom can plan it because you seem to have a lot of opinions.
I'll talk to her.
Dude, please.
I'll figure it out in an hour and a half. Hmm. I already know.
You just don't know.
We'll have
until you do it.
Have a Jimmy John sandwich platter. Six foot long.
Yeah. I proposed. And we'll, listen to this. I proposed that we get married.
I proposed.
And then I proposed that we get married on a beach in Malibu. Permits $100.
I was going to tell you.
Small group of people can come. Our friends in LA, our parents will fly out. Yeah. And maybe some people can't make it. It's really unfortunate, but that's the way that the cookie crumbles. I haven't been able to go to many of my friends' weddings. It's no big deal. No sweat. We don't have to set anything up. People can just stand and watch, and then we can go to my aunt and uncle's backyard, get a taco trunk, get drunk in their backyard.
Wait, where are we getting a taco trunk and then have a taco trunk.
But, and then like, that's great. That sounds like a great, great wedding.
Here's the thing. I will do that.
Oh, so now you want to do it.
I've done my research.
Okay, what research?
First of all.
What did you come up with in the last 3 hours?
You act like, this is what Brenna does. She'll research. She'll go on a website for an hour, and then she'll be like, my back and my fingers. I had to figure it all
That's
out.
That's not true. I've looked at a million venues. I've talked to my mom so many times.
That's my point. She's talked to her mom maybe 3 times, and I'm somehow not doing anything at all, and I'm the worst. So I'm willing to do that idea of a wedding. There's a few other things that we can do. We could do a buffet. I saw that.
I'm not doing a buffet.
I think Why? A food truck sounds better than a buffet.
Yeah, and then like you have a bartender in the backyard. We could go swimming.
How do we get the food truck in the backyard?
We could literally get drunk and then go swimming in the ocean.
How do we get the food truck in the backyard?
It would be in the front yard or driveway, and then people just like the gates open and they can walk and get some or you can have them, they can bring.
Isn't a buffet nicer than a food truck?
I mean, do you mean just like catering?
Are we going to have tables back there?
I mean, have you seen their backyard?
Yeah.
We can have like 2 tables back there.
That's the one thing with this wedding.
That's like if we didn't, I'm just saying like that's maybe extreme, but like.
No, I get it. You get worked up and I'm starting to realize that we can't please everyone. And
did you talk to somebody more reasonable than you? Did you call someone?
Who did you call?
I
definitely didn't call you.
Who did you call?
Huh?
Who'd you talk to?
I freaking do my own research. I did my own research. I went on TikTok. I figured it out.
Who did you call?
Huh?
Who did you call?
Ghostbusters. Nobody. I'm not a monster. You treat me like a monster, and then I turn into a monster.
No, because sometimes I tell you things 5 times, and until someone else says it, then you believe me.
No. First of all, that's...
Dude, I was crying this morning over planning this wedding. Literally, I looked in the mirror. I had bloodshot eyes. I had to put Lumify in my eyes. And I was like, this is the worst day I've had in a real... I haven't cried in so long. I've been doing so well. I'm like keeping my crying in. I haven't been feeling super emotional. And man, I just like lost it today. Yeah.
I'll help you if you need anything. Like,
I just like, I can't because I'm going to cry right now. Because I don't want to plan this way. I just want someone else to do it for me. And I don't want to spend any money. I just want it to be free and cute. The only thing I want to buy is a dress. And
I did research.
Hey, Nicole.
We keep it under $5,000. But then when I bring a buffet and then you go, a buffet, no one likes. And then, this is the thing.
No, because this
you get
is
mad
the thing.
At
no,
me.
Because,
no, no, let me no, go
no, no.
first.
I have one, thi- let me one go- more thing.
Fine, now
one-
I'll cry.
I have one more thing to say. This is the other problem we're running into. Andrew and I both agree we want to keep costs down while still enjoying our time. So because then okay, like my parents will give us more money, like, because our wedding is less. But the things that Andrew wants, so I'm like, okay, let me look at, find budget friendly ways for us to have our wedding. Mm-hmm. And then I bring them to Andrew and he's like, he doesn't know it, so it's not his fault. He won't know until he looks it up.
I did,
but
look
okay, this is why I'm saying this before you get on this thing, this whole thing is the things that you want, it's fine, I get it, but that isn't a low, like a low budget wedding. So when I brought to him like this, like, let's do a Friday wedding in the afternoon and just serve hors d'oeuvres and everything. And he's like, it needs to be at night. And I'm like, you have to feed people whole meals at nighttime. That's $175 a plate. Like, it's a lot more expensive just with that. So like,
yeah, but my thing is, can I come back with this?
Yeah, you can. I'm done.
First of all, how do you spell hors d'oeuvres?
It's like H-E-U-R-D-E-U-R-V-E-S. Or H-O-R-D-E-U-V-E-S. It's with the apostrophe.
It's H apostrophe.
Oh, just one.
H apostrophe. Oh, my God.
Wait, it's so funny to argue with someone and go, spell the word you said.
Dude, I could barely even say it. I was like, I think it's a word. I'm going to go with it.
I think you
That's
said
a good way to break up an
said,
argument.
Yeah, yeah. I think you said hors d'oeuvres. So, and not hors d'oeuvres. So I'm with you. My thing is, when we have this wedding idea of go, we'll just get married on the beach and then we'll have a taco truck or a buffet or whatever and keep it low, then if I bring up another place to get married, the idea of bringing that same idea to another location, then it goes, well, we can't do that there, that's going to cost $150 a plate. So my reaction to that is, I go, well, why can't we do that over here? And why is it either a taco truck here or 150 a plate here? And then there's no discussion about that because you react so strongly that it's so much more expensive without even hearing me. And that's the problem I run into with this stuff, because I'm not, and also I don't act like I know anything. Or I don't come at you like, this is how it has to be. We have to have three white horses and nine ballerinas and 14 elephants.
But I got really excited because I was like, we can have this daytime wedding. I was picturing you in like a nice white linen button down. Like, you're like picturing you just being you, yeah, like not in a tuxedo.
I'm with you on that.
Just being comfortable. Like, Andrew would love that. I was like, he could wear like a nice, we'll get you like a nice pair of flip-flops, like a ridiculous crate, like amount of money, because you're not buying a tux, and like nice pants, and like I'll wear a mini dress, like we'll be so comfortable.
Yeah.
And I was so excited to bring it to you today, and I like looked at all these different options, different locations in Florida, called my mom, and I brought it to Andrew, and he just goes, no, we need to do it at nighttime. And I was like, okay, so we're not gonna acknowledge anything I just did, like, got it for sure. I'm like, I'm done.
The Florida wedding, I know everyone in Florida, and we act like you're like, oh, I found this venue. I have the venues. I can have it all.
I asked for you. I said, do you an idea of like where we could maybe do something?
I have it
like
all
that
set up.
And I asked you, and you just said, no, I think it needs to be at night. I was like, oh my God, we can't even entertain it.
First of all, no one likes a day party unless it's like a wedding. The whole thing is like, hey, it's a nighttime party.
I thought it was like a fun idea because then people would like have their evenings again, like, and everyone's traveling, so they could go do whatever they want that night, wake up not feeling super hungover, because people get really crazy at weddings. Like, I honestly don't want to deal with like a bunch of drunk people. Like, I don't want to do it.
I feel you. Look, I think we will figure it out. I think there's times where I'm just coming back from the gym, or I'm just whatever, and you're like, here's all the wedding plans I have. And I'm like, okay, can I, like, and then you come at me with stuff, and then if I don't have the right answer right then, I'm like, well, I need to maybe think about it and process it and then get back to you.
But the problem is that every time I bring an idea up, we process it and then we just like don't ever talk about it again. So like
it's still early.
No, it's not early. If you want to get married this year, we need to have a plan. Yeah, like not only one. If you want to get married this year, it has to be a simple, somewhat simple wedding.
Yeah, because, I'm fine with all this.
But okay, so you're fine with it. So we have to make a decision because I have to call people. We have to get permits. We have to get like a coordinator. We have to do those things. Like It doesn't matter if it's set for October. Like you have to do them now.
Okay.
That's the problem.
I think the disconnect is it's either a 40 person wedding here in California that's cheaper, or it's a 150 people wedding that's insanely expensive. Andrew, somewhere else.
150 is crazy. We're gonna have like
120 people.
80 people.
Max. I would do 80 here.
Okay, well, but your mom probably couldn't come.
My mom will figure it out.
No,
we'll FaceTime her. I would love for my mom to come. She's flown before, just an extra 4 more hours.
I introduced this to you in the beginning, you said no because my mom can't travel. So that's why I was like, let's do it in Florida. Andrew's mom lives there.
Maybe she'll take the train.
Yeah. Well, it was all for
Robin.
For Robin.
She listened. So we're trying to figure it out. I know you'll probably say, just do it in California. Do whatever easiest for you. And we appreciate that.
Yeah. All right. Let's stop talking about it.
Yeah. Who knows if this was entertaining? I'm sure our listeners have tried to figure something out with their significant other.
I remember when we got engaged at your brother's, your sister-in-law, Sarah, said, if you guys can make it through wedding planning, you can make it through anything. And I tell myself that every time we argue over where we're going to get married.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah. So, yeah, happy Valentine's Day, everybody. What else has been going on other than that? We were at the gym the other night and we work out. Me and Brenna will go this place called True Fusion. Give them a shout out. They have like different classes and I'll do like the boxing class or HIIT class and you'll do Pilates or yoga. And my class got done before yours and you were in Pilates.
I'm literally staring at your sock right now and there's a long piece of blonde hair hanging off of it. Where is that from?
This is what I'm dealing with, folks. This what is my skank? Valentine.
Fucking skank. Whose hair is that? I
have no idea.
Who is that? Looks like she's got short hair, so I'm not that worried. But what the hell?
You know when I bought these socks.
They're the newest pair of socks you own. Where have you been? You were at the grocery store for an awful long time.
You think I took my shoes off at the grocery store? Oh, you think I went somewhere else and then had time to get groceries?
Andrew and I are at the gym. His class ends 15 minutes before mine, and there's this table outside of the hot Pilates room that if he normally like waits for me there. So I have this spot I go to every time, and he knows I can see outside of the door. So I think like I see this guy sit down. It looks like Andrew. The door's kind of foggy. He's got dark hair, like a dark beard. And I was like, oh, that's Andrew. Like I could see him through the foggy glass. I can't really see his face, but I'm like, I know it's him. I'm like doing my workout class, kind of staring at him. And then this girl comes over and like says something, and the guy like kind of like gets up or like kind of just like shifts a little bit, and then she pulls out a chair and sits down, and I'm like, first of all, who is that? Andrew, I've taken one of these HIIT classes with him. There are like some girls in there who are more age appropriate for you that like look at him and I'm like, don't
look. What's age appropriate for me?
Like late 30s.
Okay. Like, in a wheelchair.
Like, they probably, I was so this girl is, like, sitting down chatting, and I was like, oh, Andrew's, like, a friendly guy, whatever. He's just talking to somebody. But then they were just sitting there and talking and talking and talking, and I was like, no, I'm not okay with that. So I grab, I was like, I had just left the room to go to the bathroom. So I was like, I have to find another excuse to go out there because I want to catch him flirting with another girl. And so I grab my water bottle to fill it up and I like leave the Pilates room and I go around the corner and I kind of just like look at them. and it's not Andrew. And I get, because I made direct eye contact with the guy, and I get nervous because I'm like, I'm being a fucking weirdo. I drop the cap to my water bottle, and I pick it up, and I'm so stressed out. I'm like so anxious, so I just pick it up and walk away and to back into the room. I don't even fill up my water bottle. I don't play it cool at all.
The best and part, then, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was like, wow, I'm actually so toxic. Like
the best part is I'm talking to another man.
Yeah,
this
I
whole
come
time.
Out of my class and I go around the corner. Andrew's on a bench waiting for me. Talking and he's to talking a to a dude about football. And I pretend like I don't even know him. I like, no, Andrew, I just like come out. He's like, hey, Brenna. And I was like, just kind of like opening myself up out of the locker.
Yeah, it's funny to be taking Pilates or yoga and then just wanting to fight.
Dude, you know, I was like just staring. I was doing the movement staring through that little foggy glass like, who does he think he
is? Who's this fucking skank?
Yeah, who's this fucking skank?
Oh, dude, the best too. We go into the gym the other day and we walk up. I go, hey, yeah, I'm here for the 9:30 class. And this girl goes, oh, hi, friend.
Oh, she goes, oh, hi. And she goes, here you go, friend. And hands
him
a towel.
Did we talk about this on the last episode?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. Hands you a towel and goes, here you go, friend. And smiles at you. And I was like,
who the fuck's your friend?
I was staring at her. I was like, who was that? Like, your friend?
She's like, you got to stop being so personable.
No.
You got to stop being a human being to these people. You got to spit on every skank. Not sexually either.
No, as soon as I like meet some like a girl that you know, I'm like, okay, it's fine. But like the first initial thing, I'm like, don't talk to him.
Yeah, a girl, you can't, as a guy, you can't get a new girlfriend.
No.
Like I can only have girlfriends that I've known.
They were grandfathered in.
Yeah, they're grandfathered.
If you were friends before we started dating, they're grandfathered in. New friends?
Risky.
Out of the question.
And it's got to be a year before we started dating.
And the only new girlfriends you have were my girlfriends first, if that makes sense.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's
no.
It's an interesting, or if they're ugly.
And me, I don't have any guy friends. Andrew and I were dating in my, like, best... I had, a guy best friend growing up from, like, the time I was 4. And one time we were actually... You and I were having sex, I remember. And he called me. And it comes up... His name comes up on my screen. I didn't know. I even was getting a phone call because I was getting busy, like... You know, like
thrashed.
Fucked.
Yeah, fucking hammered.
And Andrew gets all weird. And I think you, like, kind of lost interest. And I was asking you, like, what happened? You know, are you okay? And he admitted, he's like, honestly, you got a call from another guy and like just kind of like messed with my head. And I was like, oh, he's gay. Like, it's
yeah,
no,
that's what every girl says.
Anyways, what I was going to say is I'm not allowed to have guy friends.
You're allowed to have guy friends.
Please. I hung out with one of your friends once with 3 of my friends and you were like out of town. Oh my God, you were not happy.
It depends. First of all, I look at your location and you're at a hotel at 3 in the morning. And the bar's closed at that hotel room.
It's not 3. It was like 11. So
the
relax.
The bar was not open at the hotel. So there's the only place you could be is in a hotel room.
I was at a party.
With a fuckboy.
And it wasn't.
With a fuckboy.
It wasn't. First of all,
it's
a
different.
Party. It was a party in the lobby.
There's a difference between talking to a girl at a gym where you're just getting a glass of water and being in a hotel room with a fuckboy at fucking midnight while I'm out of town. There's a difference.
Yeah, but sometimes like girls get they
fucked
like
in a hotel like, and cheat.
Like you're not gonna go out with your guy friends and be like get invited to like this fun thing by like a group of girls. Like that's like things that happen to a group of girls, if that makes sense, going out.
Yeah, because girls go out in packs. I get that.
Yeah,
I get that.
Girls get invited to do fun VIP
things. Your friend
VIP
got laid
things.
By him
yeah.
that night,
yeah.
which was nice of you. You pulled a solid there.
Yeah.
Sorry, mango's the worst. Yeah. Look, I think if it was... there's certain guys that it's fine. I get it. But there's also like LA dickheads.
Yeah, they're all dickheads. But a pack of guys going out is so funny compared to a pack of girls. A pack of guys going out on the town getting dressed up is so embarrassing.
Oh, my God. It's so great.
It's so embarrassing. But a pack of girls, I'm like, go off, queen.
Yeah, there
like,
is
have
something.
So much fun. Be safe.
There is something about the boys getting together. Look at you wearing them jeans.
Yeah.
Just me and the boys being like, damn, you went with that button, like that True Religion button down.
Yeah, like a group of guys wearing cologne.
Let me smell you. Yo, bro, let me smell you real quick. Yeah. Damn, you smell good, dude. You're getting pussy tonight, bro. Damn, what hair product did you use, dude? Hell yeah, dude. You look good, man.
Yeah, I think that...
You've been doing triceps? No, yeah, it's not the coolest thing, which is all guys do when from 18 to 26. They go out in packs, like a pack of drunk wolves. They split a bottle before they go out. They'll fucking drink a bottle of Fireball, and they'll fucking be like, yeah, dude, we're going to get pussy. And then you get home, and you're all eating pizza together, fucking half naked, sleeping on the couch together. Like, yeah, we fucking rage, dude.
Oh, God.
No, it's not a good look. And it's always so, like, I don't know. There's something about when you're with your group of boys. Usually, you got to hit on them. You hit on a group of girls together. Like, you come in together as a team. But... And then you have to have a good wingman. I was actually not a bad wingman because I was a drunk fool.
They just looked better compared to you being like ridiculous.
Yeah. So they would like laugh at me. The girls would laugh at me and then fuck my friend.
Did that make you sad?
Yeah, of course. Duh. Duh.
Have you ever like been the type of guy to like go out and like pick up girls?
I mean, I've done it. But I've never.
What did you do? Like, what was your signature move?
Signature move, I swear to God, was to drink until I almost threw up and then fuck a girl, not have a hard on, and wake up and regret everything in my life.
Really? Was she always there the next morning?
In my mind. Maybe I just made her up the whole time. Yeah, no, dude, it was never like, I was never suave. I never saw a girl at a bar and I was like, man, you've been running through my mind all day, you know? Or like, what's your name? What's your sign?
Ew, I can't imagine. Ew.
Yeah, nothing cool. I mean, I know that's not cool, but like nothing like what a...
I feel like you're more of like a you got to go on a date with him guy. Like you're not in a bad way, but now, you're just like you're very, have a lot of like charisma. You're very... you know, charismatic, but like that doesn't really translate in like a bar setting. You have to be a fuck boy,
dude. My best friend was 6'4" and he was like a big guy with blonde hair. In a loud bar, I was never,
nobody can see you,
dude. I was literally, yeah, I was inside. Yeah, I was standing behind his calves. I was like, what's up? It never, all it is, especially in Florida, like the dumber the bar, the more just the bigger guy is getting laid. It's literally like caveman bullshit.
I can see that.
Yeah. But now I'm like, I don't even, because we're in a relationship, I don't even think about like my charisma to get laid. Like I'm just like I forget how that could be. Like I constantly forget that a girl can meet me and I could be nice and it comes off as flirting.
Yeah.
Where it's like, I don't even have that in my mind.
Yeah.
But I can see how they can misconstrue. Oh, he did this. Whatever it is, you know? Like, oh, he's talking to me. Some woman told me today that I look like Dave Matthews. Fucking skank.
Oh, my God. Look at your smile. You couldn't. No. He couldn't even hold his smile back. He was in the middle of the sentence and the memory alone was making him smile.
I'm just a girl.
Andrew.
I'm just a girl.
Dude, you know, it's because guys don't get compliments, so I get it. If I, like, when I get a compliment from a stranger, I'm like, thank you. Like,
I wasn't smiling.
I love it. I wasn't smiling because.
Oh, my God, that was so cute.
I wasn't
smiling. Some girl told me I look like Dave Matthews today.
I was smiling because I knew you wanted to call her a fucking skank. It wasn't, I swear to God, it wasn't the compliment. It was me saying it out loud, knowing that you're thinking she's a fucking skank.
How old was she?
Huh?
How old was
more
she?
Age appropriate.
That honestly makes me more mad.
Like, yeah.
I feel like with younger girls, you're like, I don't have a chance. It's fine. Like,
Well, she did say, you look like Dave Matthews. I was like, all right, cool. She goes, no, but he's like an attractive guy. She didn't have blonde hair, I swear. Anyhow, So it's weird to like, I've never like flirted with intention in my life, really.
Not even with me.
Not really. I mean, I guess on our first date.
Yeah, dude, you were so flirty. Yeah.
I don't know. Would you go out like, I've heard of girls where like, I want to meet a guy. So they'd go to a steakhouse and get dressed up kind of slutty, you know, kind of like
and do
hot,
the bar thing where they sit at the
to
bar.
To meet a rich. Like,
honestly,
dude.
That's such a sugar daddy. Yeah. I mean, go off. I honestly never did that like by myself.
But with a girlfriend.
Definitely. Yeah. Girls don't need to flirt. You just need to like look available and look like you just have to like hold gaze and that's it. It is so easy.
Would you hold a lot of gaze? Are you a big gazer?
I mean, you heard about my ex last week.
Which one was that? Oh, anyone.
Never mind. You didn't get the joke.
I got it.
Yeah,
worry.
Thank you. Anyways. Yeah, no, you're just kind of like, or you could smile. You don't even have to smile. You just do like a smirk.
Yeah.
Or
to open the door.
Yeah.
Would you be, you think like if a guy came up to you and said like a cheesy line, do you think you were like picky on how they approached you and were you quick to, did you give, you know, some girls will give bitch face, you know, like if they're not into it or it'll turn their back completely on a guy.
I would never do that. I honestly would just like chat with anybody. I used to give out my phone number like candy. And then I have a contact name in my phone, just guy really interested. That's it. Don't know who it is. I would have texts the next morning. Great to meet you. But it was like five different people. And I was like, I'm never going to answer you. Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
So I think I would have to, because I would go to the same kind of bars and I would have to meet somebody a few times to actually be like, oh, yeah, you know, but I would just have a conversation with anybody. I'm not going to like make a guy feel like shit, like you're ugly, don't talk to me. That's just not the type of person I am. But there are definitely girls like that.
Yeah. I wonder, you know,
I'm more like, if you want to talk to me and then buy me drinks, I'll hang out with you for as long as you want.
We got to get him out of here. This is out of control. Here, keep talking.
I think he's being really sweet.
He's sweet, but he's a little loud.
Okay.
Come on, Mango.
Take the snacks.
Maybe for the cat episode, we put him in his stroller.
Oh, my God. Mango in a stroller front and center.
And just have a one shot on him the entire
time. I got him, like, a new stroller, a pram. Dude, it is a bassinet. I'm telling you. He looks, is that the right word? Pram?
Probably not.
Tram?
Tram.
Pram. A prom. Pram. I don't know.
A promenade.
It's, yeah. He has a whole ass bassinet now. It has cup holders. It is mommy 5000.
Damn.
Yeah.
Has he heard about Drake's dick?
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, let's get into some snooze.
So some snooze. So first of all, we have three news topics. Very exciting. And they're good this time. I did good. Well, someone helped me. So rumors swirl.
Damn it. That's why we called this news.
That's the snooze.
What is this? What's happening here? By the way, we constantly think Mango can be in the podcast room.
He never can. He fails us every time. That's why I tried to get him a chair in here.
We literally have him in here. We should put him on for 2 minutes and he gets like one comment like, wow, Mango's so cute, just to get that and then we get rid of him.
I just am trying to make people happy.
Yeah. Okay, so what's in this news?
Rumors swirl after video allegedly shows Drake waving his dick around. In a video, a very well-endowed man filmed himself through a reflection in the mirror while pleasuring himself, and it's gone viral online, and many fans are suggesting it's Drake.
It is funny when a penis comes out, everyone's like, let's see that cock, but if it's a girl, they're like, she should get it off the internet and she should sue them.
Think about Kim K.
Do you want to know why, though?
Why?
They think it's Drake.
Why?
Because because of the headboard.
It has a yarmulke on it?
The headboard in the video is the same one on his custom $185 million private jet.
Whoa.
So people are putting together that.
I love that. Yeah.
And it probably just like looks like.
With my dick, it'd be like, is that an IKEA?
Wait.
Is that an IKEA
headboard?
So I've heard rumors before this because I know someone that slept with Drake. And he gave her a Rolex.
What?
He gives like every girl he fucks a Rolex.
What did she say about?
That he's huge. That he has a big ass cock.
A BAC.
A Bach. Yeah. Did you send it to me?
I'm sending it right now.
So she just said it's big. She didn't say anything else?
She just said it's
big. She didn't describe it?
She didn't describe it per se.
Dude,
she,
I'm like, what is it? Like, break it down for me. Look.
So I told Brenna about the penis. Drake's penis. And then she... You sent it to Brenna too?
Yeah.
Okay. So I said, let's see your honest reaction on the podcast. I'm not looking forward to this, but let's...
I'm so excited.
Yeah. You're going to freak out.
Really?
Yeah. All
right. I don't know if I've ever seen this face. This is like when that woman called me Dave Matthews. All right, okay. Let's see. This is an honest, real reaction.
I'm so scared.
All right,
I'm
excited. Ahead.
Okay, I'm so scared. Should I turn up the sound or is it
no.
like
no?
21. Won't you do something yeah. for me? Won't okay. you go in Vegas?
I'm pressing play.
Oh boy.
I know when that hotline blinks.
Dude, that's definitely Drake. Wow.
If there's one man with a horse cock, it's Drake.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty long, but
yeah, it's long.
He's kind of like lacking girth, I
but
guess.
He's not fully hard though, I don't think.
Dude, it's so funny how it's flopping around. I know. It's so pathetic.
Who do you think he meant to send it to?
I hate that he's smiling, kind of like a little boy. He's like, look at it. I mean, yeah, it's a cock. Nothing I haven't seen before.
True. You know what? That reaction didn't bother me that bad.
All right, I handled that well.
Good job.
Oh, I mean, look. I mean, if you were like, it'd be weird.
Wait, that noise.
If you were just like,
that noise is crazy.
If you're like, let's see Drake's cock here. Oh, it can't be that good. Let me see
the
here.
Only, let first me of look. All, wait one second. Let me. The only let penis look, I'm doing that for is yours. I don't love a penis that much to see it and go, can't wait. Oh my God, I can't wait to put that in my mouth. Like, no. I gotta love you to be like, even then, I'm like, did you wash it? Is it clean?
Yeah. Girls definitely don't. When a guy sees like a random celebrity's tits, they're like, whoa, man. Fucking, whoa, dude. A girl's just like, yeah, that's a dick.
Yeah.
Sweet. It's all floppy. I don't think he's fully erect, which is that's the kind of crazy part.
It would hurt. It would hurt, dude.
Yeah.
So, I can't take that.
So when people are like, he's not, it's just so funny where like a dick is pretty solid and even women destroy public dicks. You guys get it. Like, that's fucking not thick enough. But size doesn't matter. Size doesn't matter. Drake's dick is thin.
Size doesn't matter after a certain length, if that makes sense.
First of all, a dick on a private jet is as big or small. Doesn't matter.
Size does matter. It does matter. I don't know why people... It matters. It does.
And on that, I'm running for governor.
Hashtag penis size matters, okay?
Yeah.
So, like... If it's too big, that's a problem too, though. Like, when people are like, size matters, they just assume, like, oh, it needs to be massive. Like, no, it matters because it's like, can I live with this penis? Can I deal with this penis for the rest of my life?
Yeah. It's no Chris Brown. Chris Brown had that one that went to his knees, right?
Nobody wants that. No one wants that.
It's so funny. I just have a Rolodex of dicks in my head.
Girls would love to be like, yeah, my man's dick is this big. Like, it is really big, but like, not really. I don't know.
Yeah. Cool. Cool. That's cool. That's really cool. What's the next news?
In smaller penis news, Usher is headlining the Super Bowl Sunday. So people are betting on what songs he will sing and who he's going to bring out. Mm-hmm. So I put that on that card. Because I don't know how to read betting things.
Okay. So
I called my dad and he explained it to me. So shout out to dads. I somewhat explain it, but I'm curious to see what you guys, who you think is going to come out in the top songs.
Am I, can we see?
Yeah, both of you.
Okay, so first of all, the potential guest, Alicia Keys, Post Malone, Little John.
Yeah.
Ludacris, Will.i.am, and Nicki Minaj. So Alicia Keys is minus 550, Post Malone is minus 440, Lil Jon is minus 333, Ludacris minus 286.
What's the limit?
So when it's negative, there's less of a chance.
No, I know. But how many people is he bringing out? Do we know?
No, we
or
have
it's
no
just
idea.
Like it could be one or it could be three.
I mean, the songs that I can, when I really think of Usher, is the Lil Jon song. Yeah. I can't, and Will.i.am, maybe.
Yeah, but like, it's Will.i.am also, wasn't he a part of Black Eyed Peas?
Yeah.
So Black Eyed Peas, like, had their moment. They've been at a Super Bowl. I don't think he's bringing out Will.i.am.
Yeah.
Will.i.am brought him out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. To, like, bring him back?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I could see him forgoing Will.i.am. It's Usher. Probably like Post Malone, don't you think? He's going to bring out somebody newer, too.
What about Drake's dick?
Let's bring that up.
How funny would it be just it comes out of the, just his dick comes out of the floor?
I think it's going to be like somebody. It's either Post Malone or Nicki Minaj. Like somebody newer is going to be there.
Yeah,
for
sure. I don't know if Nicki Minaj but is probably, newer.
Yeah, but like compared to like.
She just dropped an album.
Yeah. Oh. And then everybody loves Ludacris, right? I don't know.
I mean, Luda has been gone long enough from like the mainstream where, you know, when they come out, everyone's like, where the fuck have you been, man? Like they like that.
Like it's like 50 Cent. Like same kind of vibes.
I think whoever, I don't know. I mean, I think Usher is, bringing out a woman in today's age, that would be like a stronger move. Plus women fucking love him. I mean, he's a... And then My Way, OMG, yeah.
Oh, my.
You did My Way, My Way. Minus 120. I mean, all these things are just absurd. All these betting things. I mean, can you imagine a guy being like, look, babe, if Alicia...
I put all of our money.
I put all our kids' tuition on Alicia Keys. I just have a good feeling about
it. Oh My God is for sure going to be on there.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, it's their classics. They'll end your classics. That. Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine? Yeah. We really know them. Classics. Yeah. You know, the classic. OMG. I do think it would be... You know, some of these things with insider trading, like if Usher, insider betting, like if Usher just didn't play any of these songs, but like put 10 million on like, or the most random song you could imagine. You know what I mean? Like how is he not in on, you know what I mean? Like how could he not be in on this? I don't know if there's a rule. Maybe Usher has to sign something with the NFL where he's like, you can't play. Whatever, I don't know. Right. Some like the most obscure Usher song ever and make like $50 million.
Has Usher ever had a scandal?
He has herpes, apparently.
I mean, everyone does, besides you and me. But like,
I don't.
And Melanie. But like, I don't think he ever really had a scandal.
Just herpes.
Yeah, good for him.
Yeah, I mean, he got divorced. I know that. He married an older woman. I don't know if that's a scandal. I think that's a plus, but then he divorced her ass.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
What do you mean it's a plus?
It's a plus if a young, hot guy marries an older woman.
Why is that a plus?
Because he's not going after a young bird. He's going after someone older.
Who is it a plus for?
Society.
Just wondering.
It's a plus for older women out there that can get young, hot meat.
They say that nobody wants some.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Not true.
Okay, what's the next story?
Yeah, you know who else is talking some shit?
Who?
Jay-Z.
Oh, yeah. What's he up to?
Did you guys watch the Grammys?
Nobody cares about Jay-Z.
No, I think what nobody cares about...
No, I don't mean
about...
like you did a bad job.
No, I agree with you. I'm gonna back you up.
Okay.
Sorry, you go. It's your podcast.
No, I just like think like I'm sick of hearing about Jay-Z. I hear about him once a year and that's too much.
You haven't even heard the story.
Exactly.
What's the story?
He won the Dr. Dre Global Impact Award, and he brought Blue up there and was It was very confusing because I thought he was talking about her when he was like, I don't want to embarrass this young lady. And then he continues to talk about Beyonce and how she's won every award but Best Album. And then he's like, the Academy's fucked up, but you just got to work harder. And like, some of you don't deserve to be on the list. Like, yeah, fuck you, kind of. Like, and then he was kept, then he said, forget the Grammys for a second. Like, in life, you just have to keep showing up. And once again, I thought he was talking about with Blue. And then he's saying, like, with the record companies, and until they call you, like, the greatest of all time. That's how he ended it.
So how many Grammys has Beyonce won?
Oh, I mean.
Because.
In double digits.
Chill. She's probably won Best Album, like, more than once, hasn't she?
No, I think. No, that's the one that's she's never won.
Oh, so has she ever won a Grammy?
She has 32.
Okay, so she's fine.
Yeah.
Like,
but
that's relax.
But his argument is that she's won 32 Grammys, but never the the album.
Yeah. Okay.
Look, they always want more. It's extra thing. But I agree. I see his point. If you win 32 individual ones, why have I not won the overall thing?
Yeah, that's like two or three albums.
But then to say, well, it's all rigged. Well, she won 32 of them. So it's like, okay, yeah. Stop playing a victim when you've won 32 times. But I do see his logic.
It just doesn't seem like the right place
for
some reason. Or like it didn't come out right.
So it's like, So Taylor Swift won Best Album, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Taylor Swift.
It's like a Kanye thing.
Taylor Swift's album is like, it's poetic. It tells a story. Like, people dive into like the placement of the song or like the order of the songs. Like, Beyonce has so many hits on her album, but like, and people say Lemonade is like a story, so maybe it is, but I just think Taylor Swift's albums, and I couldn't think of, like, I don't have a favorite Taylor Swift song, but I'd probably have a favorite Beyonce song. Does that make sense?
Yeah. You don't have a favorite Beyonce album, though.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or like, I don't know. I don't really like think about Beyonce that much, but
I love how it's always like Beyonce or Taylor Swift. Yeah. It's like always.
Like, whose side are you on? Yeah. I think it also, I noticed like older women like Beyonce and like the younger generation likes Taylor Swift more.
Also, that's what how they Beyonce's mean. Latest album didn't do as well as their past one. So you can't just get it because your past stuff was good. Mm-hmm. And yeah, is it the best place to probably talk shit? Probably not, like, especially Jay-Z, who's like so esteemed and like so smart and brilliant. He is brilliant, the guy. I mean, he's insanely talented. But, and to his credit, I get what he's saying, but that doesn't mean that the latest album is the best.
Yep.
You can't just go off your past shit and then go, well, this one should have won it. But maybe he's like essentially alluding to the past stuff. Yeah, I think at the end of the day, I think Drake's dick should win a Grammy.
Yeah.
And not just part of his dick. The whole dick. The whole fucking dick. Yeah. I don't know. These things, like, you know, you get attention. Like, negative attention is still attention. If Jay-Z's saying this, he knows this is controversial. He knows it's going to be a headline. He knows now people are going to be talking about it. And then Beyonce's name is going to be in the paper again. Mm-hmm. Like, all this shit. But also, you cheated on her. So, maybe.
Yeah, at the end of the day, you're a cheater.
Yeah, you cheated on her. And you, because of you cheating on her, she put out a great album that probably should have won. Yeah.
That one probably, Lemonade was a good one.
Yeah, you know, these things, at the end of the day, these people having... When there's so much bad shit going on in the world, it's to crazy. Be like, my wife doesn't get
it's
album of
so the year. Fucking yeah. crazy.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
insane.
He could have said anything, and that's what he said.
But to that point, though, it's like, it's all kind of make believe. So it's like, to be like, well, actually, people are starving in Yemen. How are you bringing this up? Well, we're all in on, like, it's part of the entertainment. Like, this is the point of it, is to escape the other stuff, if you look at it that way, you know. But anyhow, I like his hair. His hair looks cool these days. He's got a whole thing going on. I saw him one time by the pool, and he was with like 8 Jewish guys. And
what pool? Where were you?
Last night I was at the standard hotel, partying it up with fucking Jizza. Is it Jigga?
What, SZA?
I don't know.
Did you say Jizza?
I thought you said Jizza.
Like SZA?
Who are you picturing when you said that?
Jay-Z.
Oh.
Oh, like you were trying to find like a cool twist?
You know, he has a nickname.
Oh, Jay Zizzle?
Anyhow, he was by the pool in Miami.
Yeah.
And my friends, knowing that I'm the poorest out of all our friends, they were all trying to do a bet on whether or not I would do a cannonball and get it all over Jay-Z.
Oh, my
and,
gosh.
And, dude, I was in the mindset back then for like $100, do a cannonball.
Fuck yeah, I do that today.
Yeah. You kidding me? What? I picked up dog shit all morning.
Yeah, I've done worse for $100.
I know, but no one wants to fucking, no
one wants to admit it.
That guy is you know, the guy that does a cannonball to get water on Jay-Z to win $100. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. But what a dickhead that guy is.
So did you win the money?
No, I didn't do it. I pussed out.
Wow.
Another time I fucking met Jamie Foxx. That was pretty cool. Now I'm just saying random yeah. black guys that sing. But I was dancing at the Delano, and you know how I do my like weird moves?
Dude, that's the best thing about you.
So
Andrew's dancing. Oh,
so
I love
I'm fucking
it.
Busting it out, you know, like, you know, breaking it down.
Yeah.
And
getting into it. Yeah.
And I'm just doing it like the most absurd dancing in like the Delano, which isn't like, it's hip, you know, like no one else is dancing. Like the idea that I'm doing this there, it stands out more because everyone's like fucking cool. You know what I mean? And I'm doing my fucking thing and I see my friends, all their eyes are like getting real wide. And I'm like, man, I must be killing it. And I'm just like fucking killing it. Like so hard, dude. Like as hard as I ever
makes you go
it.
Harder.
Dude, yeah, I was like, dude, they fucking this is before I did stand up. This was my way of like acting out, you know?
Making money.
Yeah. For $100. I'm just like, and so and then there I turn around and Jamie Foxx is watching me do the dance. And he's like laughing hysterically and like telling his boys, like, yo, look at this crazy Jewish kid.
Dude, it'd be so funny if you just DM'd Jamie Foxx and you were like, hey, man, you remember me?
Hey, remember me?
I was at, where were you?
Delano in Miami. 20 years ago.
Do you remember me? You sent him a younger photo
and
of
I'm
you.
Doing the dance. Like, dude, look at us. And so the best part is, so he loved it. And he's like telling all his friends, like, look at this. And like almost like making a circle for me. And then he walks away. And my friends are like, all right, let's go to another hotel bar. And I was like, nah, this is my shot.
I knew it.
I'm meeting Jamie Foxx. So I follow him. I follow him and then like this isn't the first time I've done this. I got another story about Little John where I did the same thing. Why every guy might come out for
dude.
For Usher's half. Oh, I've met Usher too. I really have. Usher was
dude, you just want to be friends with them.
So then I followed Jamie Foxx to the other part of the, like, the other bar.
Like, how did you follow him? Like, you tap on his shoulder, you're like, hey, man, or
no,
you were, like, secretly behind him?
I'm literally,
him.
Like, staring at him from, like, 20 feet away, you know, gazing.
Oh!
And I'm just like, but I'm so drunk and I'm so nervous
dude,
that I can't
dude, it sounds
talk.
Like you trying to flirt.
Bro, literally. I was flirting hard. I was gazing hard, dude.
So you were probably like kind of like swaying a little bit. Just...
Dude, I was literally, this is my fit. Waiting for my moment for him to like notice me and then connect the dots that I was just dancing.
Yeah. No way.
It was so embarrassing. And I stood there for maybe a good, like, I don't know, 20 minutes. No, like a long enough time. And then I went, I was like, all right, this is the most desperate thing I've ever done. And then I went and found my friends. I was like, they're like, did you talk to him? I was like,
no I just stared at him.
I just gazed pretty hard. And then, yeah, I did that with Little John where I hung out with Little John and I saw him years later and he had the table next to us in Vegas. And I was like, oh, dude, he'll remember. I tried to yeah. walk into his table and his bouncer threatened to kill me. This huge bouncer. I was like, no, he'll know him. I was like, Little John. Hey, it's me.
Dude,
it's
like,
me. And he's looking at me like this. Like, he just got With his
glasses. The glasses.
Yeah, he's like, what the fuck is this dude doing? I'm yelling, hammered.
He's like, get this kid away from me.
Dude, get this guy gazing away from me. Usher, I saw at a hotel in New York in Tribeca at Greenwich Hotel. Good looking man, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. You get the hype.
I've never really been into Usher. I feel like his face is really squished together, like vertically. His features are too close together for me. And his hairline is low.
It doesn't. Oh, a low hairline's bad. I like that.
It's too low. You know who also has a really low hairline is Fergie.
Oh.
It's like the weirdest thing. I always noticed her hairline in Us Weekly, and it really always bothered me.
I didn't know that you were so anti low hair.
Yeah, I always notice hairlines.
That's why you like my receding hairline.
Yeah.
That's pretty sick. All right, let's do some trivia. What's the trivia this week?
We got some more sex trivia.
Ooh, boy.
Yeah.
For Valentine's. Makes sense. I hope everyone's Valentine's good. It's always it's one of those holidays like New Year's where it's like there's so much pressure on
it. No, there's not. No, there's not.
Okay, good.
It's so easy to do it right.
I don't know. You woke up this morning, you go, Valentine's Day. And I'm like, I
said, hey, Andrew. And he said, yeah. And he turned around and I just looked at him and I go, Valentine's Day. And then we just stared at each other in silence for 20 seconds. And then he walked away. And that was all I needed to say.
So I guess we'll do dinner.
No.
You're not getting another ring.
I need a ring for when I don't want to wear that.
That ring is good for like 16 Valentines. Or we'll pawn it.
No.
Maybe we'll pawn it for Valentine's.
Actually, okay.
Okay, all right, trivia. What age group has the most frequent sex? 48 to 60, 20 to 31, 35 to 44.
35 to 44.
Yeah. Is that with each other or is that like...
Women actually get like super horny in their 30s. True. Yeah. And... Yeah,
it's just women ready to finally fucking get at like all that fucking sexual bullshit they
You're
deal
almost
with.
Out of your range.
Oh yeah, I'm definitely closer to the 48 to 60. Fuck.
Which country's people are the least sexually active? A, Japan, B, North Korea, C, China.
It is North Korea.
It's Japan.
Damn. Yeah, Japan apparently, like, they're not having babies.
Like, no, it's a problem. China. That's China.
I think it, no. What? I like that when you say things to me so definitively. Like, no.
I have no idea.
Actually, I think it is China.
No, China, there was a limit on how many kids you could have because there was too many kids. No, I'm telling you, it's Japan, I think, or South Korea, where they're not having enough kids where they'll, like, become extinct without. Unless you, you know, whatever. Okay. Anyways, both
Thank
Hitler,
you for that lesson.
Both Hitler and Napoleon were missing what? Success, their mothers, a testicle.
A testicle.
How do you know about Hitler's cock?
I just knew that.
All right. That's weird. Did they get it removed or they just didn't have a testicle?
I didn't go that
I wonder
far
if that's why they wanted to fucking become...
Yeah, because I remember learning about that and thinking like maybe that's why he was like,
let me kill 12 million Jews.
Yeah.
Or,
yeah.
Overcompensating.
Yeah. He's overcompensating for having one nut. For every nut you don't have, you kill 6 million Jews. It's really nice. It's ridiculous.
What was?
Thank God he didn't have no nuts.
Uh-oh.
Oh, man. Yeah.
What number? Oh, no, it's you. It's you.
What was President Lyndon Johnson's?
That's his name.
She literally read that like that's the first time she's ever seen that name.
It is.
Yeah. President Nixon.
No, you know what's so funny? I just read because people say like presidents by their last name. What was President Lyndon? And I was like, oh, we had a president with the last name Lyndon. And then I saw Johnson's and I was like, okay.
All right. President Lyndon III. Were you related to him? All right, go ahead.
What was President Lyndon Johnson's rumored nickname for his penis? A, colossal, B, mammoth, or C, jumbo?
Jumbo.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
I know my president.
Get it, brother.
I like colossal, though.
Yeah, that's a good
and
one.
And mammoth is solid.
I like colossal.
My dad
calls
his dick a monster. You dealing with a yeah. monster.
I did not need to know that.
Dude, my dad listens to the podcast, and he said that Brenna's hotter than Emrata.
And then I go, a day later, I look at Andrew, and I go, I'm just thinking about how your dad heard me say, I wish I had bigger, bouncier, and fuller tits.
Bigger tits, like Emrata. And my dad's like, nah, dude, your tits are perfect. Your belly button is better than hers.
Dude, yeah. So many boundaries have been crossed with this podcast.
I can't imagine what they think of us.
They probably think we're a good fucking time.
We did say we'd never gone on an island. We need an island vacation. Yeah. And my brother is taking us. Well, we'll talk about it at some point. But you know what we need?
He calls us and he goes, I think you guys do need a beach vacation. Yeah. I was like, fuck.
I think we need
$650,000.
Yeah, no. I think I need $650,000 in cash. What number out of 10 people would tell their partner if they'd had an STD? 4 out of 10, 7 out of 10, 9 out of 10.
7 out of 10.
Yeah. If they had one or have one currently. I feel like those are 10.
What does it say?
Had.
Oh, had.
That's probably a weird thing to tell someone.
I guess I was thinking like, hey, I have a thing.
Like, I had gonorrhea.
Yeah, I guess if it's not, I don't know. I think you're like legally supposed to be upfront about all of it.
Yeah. Have you ever had an STD?
Not that I know of.
What?
Not that I know of. I've gotten
so
tested.
No?
So no. Okay.
You, what? I'm concerned.
You never know.
I haven't either. I'm clean. Which is slang for gonorrhea? A, garbanzo. B, morning dew. Or C, guacamole.
For gonorrhea, guacamole.
No, it's morning dew.
Oh, because it comes out your dick. What? I thought gonorrhea is genital warts. What's gonorrhea? I don't know. Anyhow, what artificial device is used most frequently by women when masturbating?
What are the what?
Artificial device. A cucumber, a hairbrush, a candle.
Hairbrush.
We know what you use now.
Oh, or a cucumber.
No, it's a candle.
Wait, what? How do they use a candle?
What do you mean? The end of a candle.
Oh, a candlestick.
Yeah.
I was picturing like a glass candle.
That's what I pictured at first, too.
I am really surprised by that.
I should have said candlestick, yeah.
Why are they putting wax in them? That's really actually concerning.
Yeah, you would think.
Yeah, that's like.
And it could break off.
Yeah.
Hairbrush is
strong,
though.
I mean, anything.
Though.
Cucumber can be too big, but I guess you could get a Persian cucumber.
I don't like that you know. You get a Drake cucumber. A Drake cucumber. A hairbrush. It's weird to brush your hair with
your pussy. Well, I was thinking
pussy.
Of the paddle. The paddle part. On your clit.
Oh, like the back of the paddle.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Like
I was thinking the bristles.
Pressing like a hard thing up against it.
Oh, I was thinking the handle just jacked up there. All right.
What is the average nipple height? A, 4 centimeters. B, 2 centimeters. C, 1 centimeter.
Height or width?
Height.
Like the stick out?
Two centimeters. Like the height.
Oh, 4 centimeters.
Yes, 4 centimeters is about the size of a ladybug.
I wonder what my... Oh, my God. That's the average? Dude, my nipples are like...
No, I think it's height. Like...
That stick out?
Oh, like...
Yeah.
Oh.
Not areola, but like straight up nipple.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Got it.
In what country is it legal to have sex in a public bathroom as long as you keep the door shut? Sweden, France, Italy.
Sweden.
Italy. Man.
I feel like Scandinavians are like, can be like super like free with their bodies. I know they are in Finland.
Yeah,
that's
true.
Why I guess that.
It is interesting to like some of these bathrooms that, you know, some of the bathrooms that like you open the door and you're literally like in the restaurant. Like it's like, Yeah. It's so much. Like, if you shit in there, like, you feel like you're, like, shitting on stage.
Yeah.
It's just so funny to fuck in there and, like, loud fucking and then be like, what? The door was locked, dude. Like, like you, they could all hear you, and like, but no one can do anything.
It's like a, it's also like airplane sex. Like, when I'm too scared because people see you go back there. Like, the people sitting in the very back seat, they know you're fucking.
I would
and know. And the attendants.
Not on Drake's plane.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
In ancient Greece, women would expose what body part to ward off storms at sea? A, their vaginas. B, their asshole. C, their breasts. I love that you wrote down, actually, never mind.
Their asshole.
Like, I don't know why vagina and asshole seems so, like crass. And then breasts.
Yeah.
And then their breasts.
Well, you would be pussy, asshole.
Yeah, and pussy, tits. Asshole, tits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should be vagina.
Butthole.
Anus.
Dude.
Anus sounds way worse than asshole. I'll tell you that.
It's the worst.
Anus so is ridiculous.
It's too medical.
Yeah.
Your anus. It's like a Angus burger. An Angus burger never sounded good to me. It's too.
But a pussy burger. No, I'll get into it.
A Bunholio burger I can get on board with.
So, what were we just talking about? Oh, asshole.
Vaginas.
That'll keep a storm away. I guess it depends on the vagina. What is the average age for men for first intercourse? 16, 18, 15, or 21, like me?
16, 18, 15, or 21?
Yeah.
21.
No.
18.
I'm 21.
What?
Why don't you do something
for me? Wait, what are my options? What are my options?
16, 18, 15.
18.
No, it's 16.
Okay. I'm so surprised by that. I thought guys lost their virginities later than that. Mm. What percentage of adults around the world have never had sex? A, 11%, B, 17%, or C, 20%?
11.
Yeah.
Yeah. What losers. What percent of partners would admit to having an affair? 27, 47, 67.
47.
Yeah.
Like 50-50, yeah.
I would have felt like it was 27. Mm. I just feel like so many people lie. Mm. Not me, though. Blonde hair. Okay.
What's the actual amount of sperm ejaculation is A, 1 to 2 tablespoons. B, 3 to 5 tablespoons, or C, 1 to 2 teaspoons.
Okay.
A teaspoon's smaller than a tablespoon, just so you know.
I would say it's 1 to 2 tablespoons.
It's 1 to 2 teaspoons.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's apparently. Kind of, wow. I feel like that's not enough.
Yeah. That doesn't feel like
I enough. Could think like, I could picture like 1 tablespoon, but a teaspoon... I wonder how many teaspoons is in a tablespoon.
Also, who's measuring this?
Dude, what? I'm gonna. Next time you come, I'm pulling out the fucking kitchenware.
It'd be funny the if we're like baking, we're yeah. baking a cake.
And I'm like, come in my cup.
We got
come
one
in this cup.
We got
now.
1 cup of sugar, 2 teaspoons of cum.
We need sour milk.
The more sperm in the ejaculate, the blank the taste will be. Sharper, sweeter, tangier. The more sperm in the ejaculate, the blank the taste will be. Sharper, sweeter, tangier.
Well, sharper and tangier seem kind of like the same to me. Mm. It's definitely not sweet. I'm going to go with sharp.
Yeah, it is sharper.
Okay.
This is a weird thing, like your sperm.
Okay, this strong. Next one is an update on an old question. How long is the average male orgasm?
So, how do you know? 22 seconds.
I guess we have an update.
Okay.
Is it A, 4 seconds, B, 6 seconds, or C, 8 seconds?
What happened?
I guess there...
You found a new study?
I found a new website, and it six seems seconds. More accurate.
You got it right.
Here, time me. This feels
I got
more
it.
Right. Ready?
Okay, ready?
Go. Done.
Yeah, that's yeah. right. That seems right.
You don't even make that much noise. You go,
It's kind of like,
yeah, like Andrew goes, shit. Andrew goes, it's like somebody's like sitting on his stomach. He's like, and then I get off and he's like, that's nice. He goes, good job, babe. He always goes, that was a good fuck. I'm like, he always says like, good job. Like, thanks.
You high five too.
That was a good fuck.
Yeah, just like that. That was a good fuck.
Dude, we did good.
Yeah, we did good. Like, we're a team. Like, yeah, we did good.
We're doing good.
We did it, Joe.
Yeah, that's always fun. I like the trivia like that. So it's Valentine's Day.
Please like and subscribe if you love us.
Yeah,
and like leave us a comment
and come
share.
To Andrew's show tomorrow night at the Improv. Yeah.
No. Oh
yeah,
yes.
It drops the 13th.
Sorry. Yeah. Please do that. Valentine's Day. We asked for voicemail. About whether a hot take or a funny story about Valentine's Day. I know we got, let's hear what we got.
When I was in college, my boyfriend had asked my roommate to leave for the Valentine's Day weekend so that we could have a little romantic time together. He set up my apartment with flowers, and he got me lingerie, a cute little massage candle, and then he even got a fondue set. And he bought stuff for a cheese, a dinner, and a dessert course. And then with each course, he got a bottle of wine. And I told him that maybe we should pace ourselves and not drink a bottle of wine per course. And that we should just kind of try not to go too hard. I think he took that as a challenge, though, because he did not end up making the dessert course. I ended up drinking wine and eating chocolate fondue in my lingerie by myself. He did unfortunately miss kind of the main event of the night with the lingerie and the massage candle. But I am married to that man today. Aww. And we still have the fondue set. So maybe I'll break it out and we will try to do that again.
Yeah, surprise him with some new lingerie. Show him what he missed out on.
The amount of times guys have drank themselves out of getting pussy is
so many times,
dude. I love that he's like, yeah, we'll have a bottle.
That's because he probably didn't know. Guy, I feel like if you don't drink wine, you think it's like,
especially college boys.
Yeah. You're like, oh, it's like water.
Oh, yeah. Wine.
Like beer.
Wine,
you know?
In college, you just think of it. You don't even know. Like, you think booze.
They just grab the cheapest.
Beer. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You just go, yeah, no, we'll just do 3 bottles each. And we'll just, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't think about how drunk you'll get.
Totally.
You just don't know.
Totally.
Like, I didn't have champagne until I was like 24, you know?
Champagne's not good.
Dude, that's such a, that is such a college story.
I mean, that's pretty, he did really good for like being in college. Like, that's a really sweet gift.
Mm-hmm. She probably used a candle that night on herself.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking,
dude, what kind of candle?
In college, I remember I was dating the one girl and I like bought a bunch of flowers and I put them on the like petal.
That's
on them.
Really sweet, dude.
But I got a hotel room and I had no money to get a hotel room.
She hated you and so it like ruined
that. I don't even know if she showed
romance
up.
In you.
I don't know if she showed up. I think I slept in the hotel room.
Oh my god.
Oh, happy Valentine's Day.
Dude, that's why you're not like. That's so sad.
I think we got an argument, and I think I just slept on the bed with flowers.
I think it's really sweet that you tried to do that.
Yeah, I tried.
Aww.
Whatever. I hope she's having fun. Anyhow, what do you, that was a great voicemail though. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Hopefully this year will be better. And he could handle his liquor. And maybe just put the lingerie at the first fondue. Like, you know what I mean? Like, don't wait.
Maybe
you know?
Pace it by the glass.
Throw that fondue on that ass. That's what you should do.
Hell yeah. Lick it off.
Yeah.
Lick it out of the anus.
Oh, God. Anus burger. All right. So, Brenna, we found her poetry book from high school.
Dude, this is from... I had to do a poetry... assignment, make a poetry book when I was in eighth grade. And I guess I was like really sad when I was in eighth grade. Anyways, there are 10 poems in here. So hopefully this is like a little mini series where I will read all of them. But I'm going to read one today. There,
show the camera it, because so this it's very,
is this like, is what it looks like. I named it Room for Me. I did print out pictures and have little scrapbook letters that I glued on.
It's very Cruel Intentions.
It's so sad.
All right, let me hear your favorite one.
I don't have a favorite.
All right, let's just hear one of
but
them.
But I'm going to just read you a love one.
This Wait, one, there's different guys. They're not all love?
No, there's some of them are like super emo.
that's love.
Okay, so this poem is called, I could read two because they're short. This one's called Waiting for What? You are stuck in my head. I'm thinking of you 24/7. I'm so embarrassed. I try to distract myself instead, but your face is like heaven. I can't leave you alone. When you're sad, I'm in pain. Seeing you is like being in a warm, happy home. When you have a bad day, it might as well rain. I can't sit and wait to lose. Tired of waiting for you to come around. So hurry up and choose, or shall I just lie back down?
When did you write that this morning over the wedding?
Dude, you can tell that I was just trying to rhyme.
Yeah, but that was a good poem. There was it was good.
Should I read one more?
Yeah, read one more. I like that poem. I think.
Thank you.
For
Thank
an eighth you. Grader, I felt like you were kind of in touch with your.
With my feelings.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. Broken. Do you love me? Have you changed your mind? This is literally what I say to Andrew every day.
Literally 4 times a day.
Do you have this poem memorized?
Do you love me?
I bet you I could guess the next line.
Okay. Do you love me? Have you changed your mind? You're all I need. I haven't changed mine. I try to make sense of this all. You broke my heart. Why don't we talk? My world is broken apart. As I lay here in bed, as I am weeping, I can't get you out of my head. Who will see my broken heart and start sweeping?
That should have won a Grammy.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good poem. Good rhyme.
Thanks.
Good poem.
It reminds me of Deeds. Good poem, Deeds.
That's it.
That was a cute one, too.
That was great.
I mean, an eighth grader talking about staying, I'm laying in bed. So, like, it's pretty.
Room for me.
My mom had her company, Rooms by Robin. Rooms for me.
Really? Oh, we've always been connected.
Oh, man. We used to be best friends. We used to go to the mall. Here is the end. I try to make sense of it all. We made a promise to go to the end. Then I found success and you drugs. How much longer till I snap? No more bends. I see you and I want to give you a hug. But I'm scared. Would you push me away? It's such a shame. Or would you ask me to stay? When it's bad talk and involves your name, we used to be best friends. But now I'm too lame.
That was actually about a real situation.
You had a friend already doing drugs in eighth grade?
Yeah, I did them with her. No, yeah, I did, actually. That was like about an actual...
Dude, this one was the best one.
Yeah.
Well, not the best, but it
was just... some of them are very dark. And then there's like one that's randomly about summer. It's like me like wearing flip-flops.
I do like that you go, we used to be best friends. We used to go to the mall. Here's the end. I try to make sense of it all. We made a promise to go through the end. Like you said, end. To like, and then some of them rhyme. It keeps you guessing.
My part is just you drugs. And you drugs.
Yeah, and you drugs.
Drugs.
And you drugs. Then I found success and you drugs.
Drugs.
Dude, also it's so
And you drugs.
It's so funny for an eighth grader to be like, I found success.
Dude, these are the best.
So you have to tell me something you love about me for the Valentine's Day app because
I'd rather just read you a poem.
I need to hear that from you today, actually.
Please don't walk away. Okay. What do I love about you? I love everything about you. I love the way you laugh. I love that you are resilient. Mm-hmm. I love that you are kind to other people.
I don't love that you're kind to other people.
I love you, drugs.
Thank you. That was nice. That was nice.
All right. What's your skincare tip?
Well, it's not a tip. Honestly, if you're a guy and you're listening to this, though, and you need a last minute gift for your girl, you should Google medical spa near me or hydrafacial near me. You should choose a spa that has 4.8 stars or more, no less than 4.5. Do not settle. And call them and book a gift certificate for your girlfriend or your wife or your significant other or your boyfriend or whoever it is to get a hydrafacial and possibly a dermaplane service. And they will be so happy. And that's a very easy last minute gift that you don't have to go out and buy.
And if you want to do that and you're in the LA area, do it at BB Soft.
Yeah. I don't offer hydrafacials, but
BB Soft.
BB Soft Skin Studio, if you've never heard of it.
In Atwater Village.
In Atwater Village. Please don't murder me.
Don't murder.
Okay. Have a happy Valentine's Day, everybody. We love you lots. We appreciate you. Pedal heads, squirters, whatever we call them.
Whatever, man.
All right. Love you guys. Bye.
Bye.
Everybody now cuddles. Everybody get up because you get down and then everyone will come over here.